White, J.E. White, Emma. Norfolk Villa, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. November 16, 1894. Dear children, let us daily study to keep the law of God in the spirit as well as in the letter. Christ you believe to be your surety, your example. From his youth to the close of his life, he suffered wrongfully, but he took it all patiently. There will be nothing harder for you to bear than injustice from your brethren. It brings a feeling of humiliation when you know that you are guiltless, undeserving of censure. But please bear in mind, when tempted to assert your rights, that Christ our Redeemer suffered, bearing our guilt when he was blameless, that we, although guilty and deserving of punishment, might go free through faith in his merits, and that he might present us to the Father as innocent, he imputed to us his own righteousness. Let us learn from our Savior that he received power from God to endure patiently anything which appeared unjust. For our sake, Christ made himself of no reputation, and he was the majesty of heaven, the King of glory. We read that he was made perfect through suffering, Hebrews 2, verse 10. This will be our experience if we are continually looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We receive strength from God as Jesus did, and we must not allow ourselves to be discouraged because things trying and irritating to human nature press in upon us. We must be careful not to be restive and impatient to be delivered from perplexities and unjust suspicions. We are bidden to study to show thyself approved unto men? No, for their judgment may be wrong, controlled by their natural feelings. Show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Seek to glorify God in all these temptations. This will enable you to bear disappointment, whether in great or little things, and will surely come. Hold firmly to the hand of Christ. Do not wrench yourself away from your Savior. Ever believe that he has passed through all your trials, and that God will have a care for your rights, for he loves justice and judgment. The more closely you view the character of Jesus, the more readily can you leave yourself in his hands who judgeth righteously. Your soul is precious in the sight of Jesus, for you have been purchased by the blood of his, God's, only begotten Son. Keep your mind uplifted in a prayerful frame. Trust in God every moment. Leave your rights, your honor, and your justification in the hands of one who says to both the highest and the lowliest of human beings, I know thy works. Revelation 2, verse 2. You must be partakers of the divine nature, or you will surely fail in the work of overcoming. Seek to honor Jesus. Set your face as a flint Zionward, and endure as seeing the invisible. Them that honor me, said Christ, I will honor. 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. It will give you rest and peace to trust Jesus implicitly. Never doubt his love. Never doubt that God has a mission for you, a work that he has given you to do, though the powers of darkness may oppose. Satan is well aware that he can employ men who think that in discouraging you, they are doing God service. He cast an arrow into my soul, and if he can in any way cause me soul anguish, his object is gained, even if it be through ministers or laymen. But you have victories to gain. I do not refer to your past mistakes, because Jesus has taken these errors and mistakes and has imparted to you his righteousness. I should dishonor God were I to leave you to perplexity and uncertainty in this matter. Live circumspectly. Watch unto prayer. Whatever offenses your brethren may commit against you, meet them in firm trust to God. Commit all to Jesus. Be sure never to respond in kind to any injustice. True religion never fosters ideas or develops character after the attributes of Satan. False religion teaches men to place a cheap estimate upon human beings, whom Christ has regarded of such value as to give his own life for them. False or mistaken Christianity is always careless of human needs, sufferings, and rights. God is our Father, and Christ has revealed himself to the world as the representative of the Father. A religion that develops a cold, iron, hard-heartedness is a false religion. God revealed to Moses his character. The Lord descended in a cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Exodus 34, verse 5-7. Praise the Lord that we have a sympathetic God, a God whose character is in Christ, as possessing qualities represented to us by the highest, purest, holiest elements in human nature. He is represented as a tender shepherd, a husband to the widow, a father to the fatherless. The fruit of true religion is love, never high-handed oppression, never neglect of the needy and suffering. It never prompts men to gather everything possible to self, regardless of the result to others. The Lord will be unto us a present help in every time of need. The converting power of God must come into our churches. The only safety for you or me is to walk in all humility of mind before God. The religion that is born of love is simple in its operations, always kind, always courteous, always just, always pure, seeking to please God by righteousness. Our God is the same that revealed His attributes to Moses. Although some who claim to believe in God and in the truth may by their course of action represent Him as a despot, such is not His character. He, God, calls upon all to correct this misunderstanding of Him by practicing the lessons of the Sermon on the Mount. Christ lived every phase of that sermon before He gave it to His hearers. The Beatitudes represent His deeds. The Jews misunderstood and disobeyed Him, and their ruin was the result. Many who claim to believe the truth today are in a similar position. They are passing over the same ground, and unless they speedily repent, they will have the same history.